Martin! I'm Trayvon Martin!
It's been 32 days since neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. Zimmerman claims he acted in self-defense, but USC student Matthew Gray doesn't buy Zimmerman's argument.
Self-defense is just not going to fly with me because he's at least 100 pounds heavier than Trayvon.
According to the Sanford police report, Zimmerman claims Martin looked suspicious wearing a hoodie in the rain inside a gated community. Police say Martin was unarmed and was only carrying a packet of Skittles and an iced tea. But Zimmerman chose to follow him, and an altercation ensued. Eddie Jones, the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, led a protest today in Crenshaw.
How dare Zimmerman have the audacity to take a loaded 9mm weapon? That's a premeditated conspiracy to commit murder on a young person who is completely innocent.
But according to some eyewitness accounts and a police investigation, Zimmerman may not have killed Martin in cold blood. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the police reports say Martin punched Zimmerman in the face and then slammed Zimmerman's head against the sidewalk. However, the Orlando Sentinel released a video from a security camera that shows police escorting a handcuffed Zimmerman into an interrogation room the night after the killing. Zimmerman had no visible head injuries.
You did not get your face scraped across the sidewalk, I promise, because it would be noticeable.
Rachel Zelensky is the president of a brand new USC club called the Alliance of White Anti-Racists Everywhere. She says Trayvon's case is a manifestation of American institutional racism.
You know, this isn't the first case where something like this has happened. There's a history in the United States of, like, black life not being valued the same as white life.
Tonight, USC students will gather on campus for a candlelight vigil in Trayvon's honor. This is Conrad Wilton, Annenberg Radio News.